How do animals and plants become endangered? Animal or plant species are considered extinct when the last member of a species dies. Species that are classified as endangered are at risk of becoming extinct. Some species are considered extinct in the wild. This means that the only surviving members of the species live in captivity, like in a zoo. Many species have become extinct. This is part of the natural process. Species may become extinct because of changes in climate, competitions with other species, reduced food supplies, or combinations of these. Sometimes a natural event, like a volcano eruption, can kill an entire species. Other times, extinction will happen slowly as nature changes our world. For example, after the Ice Age, when the great glaciers melted and the earth became warmer, many species died because they could not live in a warmer climate. Newer species that could adapt to warmer climates took their places. People can also cause the extinction of animals and plants. Human interaction has increased the rate of extinctions beyond what normally should occur in nature. More extinctions reduce the planet's biodiversity and can have adverse effects on all life on Earth. Many species have been hunted to extinction, or to the point where they are critically endangered. Besides food, animals are often hunted for specific body parts like their fur, feathers, or horns. Sometimes these animals are the top predators and do not have a large population to begin with. These species can be quickly hunted to extinction. One of the main threats to animals today is loss of habitats. People chop down forests for farming and building homes. They also drain wetlands for the same purposes or to irrigate crops. These activities ultimately lead to additional extinction events because they reduce the amount of land available to support different species. Pollutions created by our industrial society can kill off species, damage both animal and plant species, and eventually reduce their populations. They can also make certain areas of the planet uninhabitable for many species. When new animals or plants are introduced into a new habitat, they can become invasive, quickly taking over and killing off native species. This can then affect still other species that depended on extinct species as a main source of food. Also, exotic species sometimes introduce diseases that native species cannot fight. Every living thing on this planet is part of an ecosystem. Animals have their own ecosystems, including food, shelter, and community. Since ecosystems provide animals and plants with all of the resources they need to survive, they are very important for our planet. Ecosystems are often very carefully balanced. In the delicate ecosystem balance, all living things help to sustain one another in regular patterns. If one piece of the ecosystem is damaged or removed, it can have a negative effect on other parts of that ecosystem. Disruptions to an ecosystem can be disastrous to all organisms within the ecosystem. Once a species becomes extinct, it is gone forever.